Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 14th of June, recording at 9:24 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly firmer in here today. Some reasonable gains. Japan up 1.8%. Mainland China and Australia were closed today. The European stock markets showed some reasonable gains in here as well. And the Italian index, I think the top gainer here, up 2.69%. Now, Wall Street was quite firm when Europe closed, but Wall Street did lose its gains. The Dow had been up over 100 points at one stage, but actually closed down 20. And we saw similar action in most of the other indices. The S&P, for instance, got up over 1,100 at one stage, at least on the future, 1,101.5 points, but closed at 1,086.20. That's actually still up 120 on the day. Long-dated government bond prices were weaker, having rallied on Friday. The US dollar was weaker, although off its lows. It was a pretty big hit, with the US dollar index currently down almost 900 ticks. That brings it back to 86.61. And sterling up 2 cents as I speak. And the euro up 1.17. Now, the commodity currencies were also quite firm. Let's see, elsewhere, crude oil, $75. Natural gas pushed back up above $5. The industrial metals, looks like they were all firmer. Let's see, copper. Copper is at 299.50, so back near that psychological $3 level. The industrial metals were also firmer, although silver really lost its gains to close almost unchanged. It had been up to 1857 at one stage. Gold was weaker. That was the weak metal today. And closed. It's all currently trading at $1,221.5. That's down 5.2 on the day. It has been down as low as 1216. Okay. sugar, I should mention, is firmer once again. All right, as are most of the grains. Now, what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, I think the pendulum shifted here a little bit. At the beginning of last week, we still had the negative factors seemingly holding the upper hand. And then as last week developed, the bull developments began to become more apparent. Bullish developments began to become more apparent on the chart action. If we take today into account, the U.S. stock market had rallied up to its highs of the trading range over the last month. And so the boundary there is really, if we take the S&P at 1040 on the lows and up about 1,100 points on the highs. So it got back up to its range highs over the last month, the S&P, and couldn't hold the day's gains, as I mentioned earlier on. So we're still very much in this ranging pattern overall. But where are the signs of improvement? Well, the DAX index has equaled and slightly broken its progression of lower rally highs. It equaled the last high, the lowest high in that sequence. It's also got a higher low. Chile, this has pushed through into new high ground. It did so last week, extended those gains here today. Among the Asia Pacific region stock markets, the commodity producers and small manufacturers to assemblers are quite firm. That's Thailand, Indonesia, the Philippines, all look really, really quite steady. And India. India has maintained throughout what's really been a very lengthy sort of 8 month sideways ranging phase, has managed to maintain a gradually rising progression of lows during that period and slightly higher highs. Now, when you get these big broadening patterns, it doesn't take too much to cause a breakout on the upside, and equally, it doesn't take too much to cause a breakdown through support, revving up fears of overall top formation development. But the India action is really quite steady. That is one of Fuller Money's favorite long-term stock markets, if not actually the favorite long-term stock market. It's right up there, certainly. And the one share to look at, although there's a data bug in it from, I think it's the 1st of June. I've notified Bloomberg of this, but there's a big tail to the downside on the 1st of June. Just ignore that and have a look at Reliance Industries in the chart library, because that's the biggest weighting in the Sensex and Nifty 50 stock market indices. And it's a sort of a diversified oil company, and it's pushing up through some recent highs within a range. I've mentioned before that if Reliance started to perform on the upside, and the chart pattern suggests that it's a matter of when, not if, that India could experience really quite a strong move to the upside. I wouldn't rule out that possibility, but the Sensex does need to stay above the 17,000 level, I believe. Okay, what else is going on here? Well, overall, I think things are improving here a little bit, and I have said, as is Owen, that we having seen a fair amount of technical damage during the April May correction, that stock markets could really range for quite some time. The most important level of all charts in the market, as far as I'm concerned, is 1140, is 1040, I beg your pardon, 1040 for the S&P 500 index. Now, that really does have to hold. If we go below 1040, you can bet that that will drag down a number of other stock markets around the world, and those big ranging patterns will look more like top formations, and that would be worrying. Conversely, if we get the S&P continuing to hold above that 1040 level, and it's about 50 points above it right now, then this sideways ranging activity would appear capable of sustaining eventual breaks to the upside, and that might require some additional support building, and before we see it. But I think I'd put that outlook, further sideways ranging and then some renewed strength, I think I'd give that slightly better than 50% of the odds here right now. So this is by no means an all-out bearish environment for stock markets, not by a long shot. The VIX has continued to fall back from some highs that we'd seen earlier in the month and late last month. Now, also of the factors that I long mentioned here, and particularly last month, when I talked about the triple waterfall of events that started with Goldman Sachs, and then included the Greek bond crisis and really the whole Southern European crisis, and then that really scary temporary meltdown on the 6th of May. For those who were in the market at the time and watching events, as I was, that was an extremely scary event. And then you could add the fourth factor here, that we had concern over China's tightening overall. Well, what about these factors? I think the Goldman Sachs story will rumble on for quite a while, but people have become used to it. But you know, when it makes headlines and when other banks are indicted as well, and there have been rumors of JP Morgan being among them recently, that will unnerve Wall Street to a certain extent. The European debt crisis is not over. We actually saw a surge in the Spanish 10-year government bond yields to a new high here today. I wasn't too happy to see that. And we haven't had a repeat of that high-frequency trading meltdown that we saw on the 6th of May, but that's the sort of thing that undermines sentiment somewhat. But again, the memory of that and any other event tends to fade with time. Last but not least, China, I think, is becoming less concerned about its property market. We see that indications of that in some of the gradualist statements that are actually issued, and in some, but not all, of the data reports that are coming through. There's some ongoing concerns about food inflation, but it's a mixed picture. It's not all dark and deteriorating as that very bearish sentiment, which we had only a couple of weeks ago, would have implied. And remember, those extremes of bearish sentiment are contrary indicators. Okay, so I've done a little bit of selective buying in here today in terms of my long-term equity portfolio, and I have some other bids in the marketplace. My preferred strategy, as I think I've always stated, is that I like to buy for my investment portfolio or for trading. I like to buy after a setback. Now, elsewhere, I was very disappointed to see that my treasury bond short was stopped out on Friday at a break-even level. I'd shorted it on Wednesday. I put the stop in on Thursday of last week because I knew I was going to be away on Friday, and that got triggered, and then the prices have fallen back again. I do think these long-dated government bonds look like shorts, and if bond prices are weakening, that suggests that investor confidence in stock markets is improving a little bit, so we get less of the safe haven flight. The US dollar's weakness also indicates that to me. Now, gold is underperforming at the moment because it had been such a strong relative performer. And again, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, people were viewing gold as practically the only game in town. So it's not surprising to see that catch a little bit of profit taking. But my hunch is that with the dollar starting to weaken, that while gold may come down, probably will come down in terms of its prices, see some sort of a correction following its huge advances in euros and huge advances in sterling. But I think the dollar price, which those of us who also trade futures are very interested in, could well pick up. It didn't today, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did pick up, and I increased my gold long position here today. Among other trades or trade possibilities, pork bellies still look like a short to me. The although I didn't check it today, let me just make sure it hasn't done something horrendously dramatic, such as a limit up move, a little bit of a rally. If that if we get a little quiet rally up, I may well short to pork bellies, as I mentioned before. Sugar. Both the US traded sugar and the white sugar contract traded in the UK are sort of base building, I feel, after what had been a big setback earlier in the year. So they look interesting in terms of as potential recovery candidates. Possibly the grains and beans, which have steadied after a sell-off, which started a couple of weeks ago. So there are some interesting trades around here. I'd also like to short the U.S. dollar on a rally in here. Bottom line, rapid. Well, because the dollar's come down quite rapidly in the last few days. If we see a sort of a gradual partial retracement of those declines, I would be tempted to open a dollar short position or two. Bottom line, if we get weaker long-dated government bond prices, rising yields, in other words, if we get a softer US dollar, if we get firmer commodity prices, that will be signaling that risk appetite is returning, and that would be good for stock markets as well. And on that note, all the best to all of you.